ideas kiss similes so deeply.
That's poetry.
Yeah, this is
fresh. Got
his quote.
I just got my way. And I was
thinking. My people is in the house.
Watch the empty pursuit of
pop.
Pharmaceutical
team. Somebody got to hear my story.
Give it up, give it up. Give it
Russell
up.
Simmons presents Death Poetry. Poetry.
From Washington, D.C., Lamar Carey.
I'm 11 years old in the sixth grade and I can't read. The class is so full that the teacher doesn't notice me, but I can't read. And when she finally asks me to come to the head of the class, I do everything in my power to make the class laugh. What would you do if you knew that they all would laugh at you? But I can't read, I can't write, I can't spell, and most of the time I don't know my left from my right. But they keep on passing me, because I can dribble a ball, I can hit a three-pointer, y'all, and I can almost dunk, and I'm guaranteed to get you 13 points, but I can't read, I can't write, I can't spell, and most of the time I don't know my left from my right. And the teacher's aide says that it's the teacher's fault, and the teacher says that it's the Board of Education, and the Board of Education says that it's my parents' fault, and y'all, my parents blame me, but I still can't read, I can't write, I can't spell, and most of the time I don't know my left from my right. But on the biggest game of the school year, I was coming down the lane, get ready, do my thing, when number 13 crashed into me. And at the same time that I heard my knee snap, I seen my family dream shatter. See, they depended on me to get us out of the ghetto. So when I hit the ground, I did everything in my power not to frown. But it was just too much pain, like it ran straight to my brain. And the last thing that I remember is the doctor saying I will never run again. So now I'm asking y'all, what are my options? I can't read.
Give it up for Lamar Carey, y'all.
Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. This is Imone M. Prosper. I am your host for today, and I want to thank you guys for coming, for listening in wherever you are. Hopefully you're having a great lunch. It's going to be a great show. Right now I am coming to you live from J.P. Taravella High School. I'll have everybody say hello real quick.
Hey!
So I'm doing my teaching artist thing here at Taravella High School, but of course we want to have a great show so we can keep you inspired out there, delivering some great art, great poetry, and being the best entrepreneurs that you can be. That's right, we are the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. And today we're talking about staying the course and building others along the way. And we have a special guest. We have an international spoken word artist, a filmmaker, a playwright, the motivational speaker, an author, and he's the CEO and founder of Lamont Carey Enterprises. So yes, I just said his name. Mr. Lamont Carey is here with us today, and we're just so proud to have him on here just because he is definitely a man after my own heart. He is a spoken word artist, but at the same time, he wants to make sure that other artists really develop themselves within the entertainment industry, which could be quite difficult. So I'm very, very glad to have him on the show. And as a matter of fact, without any further ado, we're going to bring him on. That was his poem, I Can't Read, a dynamic poem, one of the many stages that he's been able to grace, which is Deaf Poetry Jam as we know it. And so let's go ahead and bring Mr. Carey on the show with us. Are you with us, Lamont?
Yes, yes. Hello, everyone. Hello, class.
You can say hello.
Can you hear me good? Hello, class. How y'all doing?
Can you hear me?
Yep. I'm good. I can hear you.
They're shy.
Oh, now they shy.
So how
all
are you
that
doing
screaming
today?
They just was doing.
All I know,
that
right?
They just was doing.
So, are you in D.C.? Are you
again?
In D.C.?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you in Washington, D.C.? Okay. That's your native place, correct?
Yep.
Your hometown.
Hometown.
Awesome. Yes. And awesome. And you're just coming off of, well, there's a few things that you've been doing, but recently you were at Kaskadoo.
Yes.
How was that?
In Trinidad. I was just there. Trinidad, Tobago.
Yes. How was that?
Probably one of the best experiences that I have ever had. With
awesome.
Artists.
Yeah, and you actually formed a new group with that, Clip. Can you tell us a little bit about Clip?
Well, Clip wasn't created by me. It was created by the founder of Kaskadoo, Mutima. And the project goal was to use art versus using violence to get your messages across. So, yeah, Clip was fun. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had with other artists.
Awesome. That's so good to hear. And that's kind of, well, that's the second reason why I have you on the show. The first is because we just love that you are a dynamic artist entrepreneur and kind of labeled as such because you do so much work within the industry. But the second reason, which goes with Kaskadoo, is that you really enjoy being there for the other artists, uplifting and building the other artists. And that's what we have you on here for, to talk about how you stay the course. You know, your motto is success is an only option, and how
right.
you have, you know, paved the way for so many artists. So
right.
Let's start with that. Why is it important for you to be there for the other artists? You could definitely be selfish and keep the information that you learn from the industry. Why is it important for you to share it with others?
Well, for it's several reasons, but one reason is because nobody was there to guide me. I was told things like you have to pay your dues so I didn't know when I should be able to make money off of my art form, because art is a business at the end of the day. And so when I figured out how to be a businessman that is an artist, it was important to me to give that information to other artists, because there are so many, for spoken word to be an international interest, there are a whole lot of poets or spoken word artists that are making a living off of the art form. And I thought it was part of my duty, since I have positioned myself to make money off the art form, to teach others, because so many poets and spoken word artists go to work every day and they hate being at that job because they're not able to use their creativity. And so they will prefer to be full-time artists. And so I put out a book called Your Artist, Your Empire, a guide for artists who want to turn their dreams into a business, to kind of show them what I had to learn in order for me to start making money off the art form. Now, spoken word is an art form that I love, and they say if it's something that you love, that you would do for free, then you probably can turn it into a business, and that's what I did. Oh, but let me back up a little bit. In regards to Clip, one of the things that I love so much about that experience was that I was able to interact with young folks. I mean, we was at libraries, we was inside correctional institutions, we was inside communities that were deemed dangerous. And so we were able to inspire people all over Trinidad. I mean, some of these people followed us from location to location, and they were sharing their stories. And Mr. Mutima gave them an opportunity to share their work. So that was a major plus for me, because if you inspire someone to want to share their experiences, and a lot of times you release a burden that they have been carrying around, and then you, once they share their work with someone and the public likes it, then it adds value back to them. It shows them that they're not the only ones that is dealing with that situation, and it shows other people how to overcome it. So that was one of the other most exciting things about Trinidad. It got me to be in the classroom and be amongst young kids.
Wow, that's great. I can definitely agree with that. I know that one of the members of CLIP is Miss Colt, a beautiful poet that I work with closely. And as you know, we went across the globe. And one of the things that we learned through the tour was that exactly what you're talking about, especially when we were in India, and Ms. Colt can attest to this, that there were times that we felt like we were paparazzi as much as, you know, people just, yeah, you know, especially Ms. Colt. They loved her energy and really, really gravitated to her. But it was an interesting feeling, especially coming back to the States, like, okay, I know that this is something everyone enjoys internationally, but why aren't the figures as large as, you know, let's say a Beyonce or a I don't want to say the common people, but you know, it just was a shame, and it caused us to push more because of that.
Right.
And so, what allowed you to stay the course?
Because from the beginning, like, I got into spoken word by accident. I was at a venue with an artist named One Wise African that he hosts. And I always thought that poetry was like Shakespeare, and I wasn't into that stuff, but somehow I scored high in that in school. And so I'm talking trash about poets because they talking, I couldn't connect to it. And so when he got back on the microphone, he said the next poet to the mic is Lamar Curry, and I had never written a poem. So I went up there and I freestyled, and the audience liked it. So I came back again, freestyled something else, and the audience liked it. And somebody asked me, did I have a CD? So that's when I knew I could make money off of it. So within the next week or two, I went in and freestyled my CD. And so every time I hit the stage, it seemed like opportunities came. The opportunity to go to another venue to perform, to go to different places to be paid. It was little money, but it was still money. And I was selling tons of CD. And so that would kind of help me stay the course, and that people was telling me that I was having an effect on their life, or that I helped them overcome a situation that they were dealing with that I spoke about in one of my poems. And so it was beneficial to me in three ways. I lived a rough lifestyle before the arts, so it helped me know that things that I come up with can be appreciated and be a gate opener for other people. And I was able to meet great people, and I was able to make money off of this thing that I just like toyed with. And so that would kind of help me stay the course. And plus all of the opportunities that started coming. I think within my first 18 months as a spoken word artist, that's when Russell Simmons and Stan Lathan and them people called me and asked me would I be interested in coming on Deaf Poetry Jam. So I was like, yeah, I hadn't even seen the show. And so then after that, BET called for me to come on Lyric Cafe. So I'm like, okay, this works. Then I started getting people, like somebody contacted me a few years later asking, can I license one of my pieces so they can use it through their school system. So that's how I stayed the course, because opportunities kept coming. And so one of the reasons, to go back to what you were saying, that why we're not getting paid like Beyonce and all of those people, is because poets don't recognize the value. Some poets don't recognize the value of their work. And the general public.
Can you do me a favor? I don't mean to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you up, but can you rewind on that statement right there?
Yeah.
I know you weren't doing a poem. I didn't need to rewind. But rewind right on that statement, because it's so true.
So what are you talking about a lot of poets don't know the value of their work and the general public.
Yes.
And the general public doesn't really understand the value of it because they haven't been exposed to it on the level that some of these other art forms. But if you look at the if you rip away the music and hip hop and singing and R&B and soul, all of it is poetry. So the poetry is the foundation of all those other art forms where there are billions on billions of dollars being made. So you have to kind of teach the public your value. Like I had to start demanding what I thought I was worth, and I would say no to anything that was less than that. And so now I get paid what I demand. And that is because I'm consistent. I am engaging. I do everything that I'm hired to do, which is be engaged and be powerful and light that crowd up. And so long as I'm consistent on that, people of every level that I'm able to reach, those people on that level will begin to start paying me or demanding me, and I will come for those same prices. And like every year, I may add a few percentage more to my fee as my popularity grows and the demand for me increases. So poets just have to learn to put a number on their product or their services, because that's what it is for me. Poetry is a product and a service. So just like you go to the grocery store and you buy a carton of eggs, it's a product you're going to pay for. You don't get it for free. And so you're not only getting my time, but you're getting my energy and my talents. And to me, that has value.
Wonderful. That's just a great statement. Absolutely. And then just a great way to answer the question. As a matter of fact, with that one statement, you answered all the questions I had. I don't know if that happens to you often, but you were able to answer all the questions I had. But I do want to congratulate you. Recently, you not just recently, but you received many awards within the community for what you're doing and how you're giving back, especially to the artists. Forgive me, I wrote it down and I don't see it here. I just recently saw a photo with you in the news, with a distinguished award with yourself and Miss Melanie Woodard. Shout out to her, your partner in crime, with
right.
the Carrie Enterprises.
She's my partner in everything.
How does that feel to be? Excuse me.
She's my partner in everything.
Could you repeat that?
Everything good.
Awesome, and she does great work. And I was just reading her information as well. She's a force within herself, and I appreciate that you have such a dynamic person on the team. So one that I see here is for domestic violence wares, and there was another one that I just looked up and was reading about. I just happened to run into it. For the Community Partnership Award, I believe it was.
Yeah.
How is that like to be recognized in that way?
Now, that's awesome. Just being appreciated for something that may last 5 minutes or less, or to be able to. Again, to be able to express yourself in any form, whether it's oral, written, visuals, and to be able to impact people's lives, to be where people feel like they are your partner in something is awesome, but also to go into communities and to connect with people and be in the moment with them to hear their stories and to give them pointers on how to deal with situations. I mean, the domestic violence award, I mean, I grew up under that. My mother was abused by my father. So so I understood domestic violence on personal terms. And with the community award, that was from parole and probation. And I know that lifestyle. And so, but I was able to overcome all of those challenges when they were a part of my life. And so the things that we're able to overcome as individuals, we can teach other people how to overcome them. I don't look for the awards, but when they are presented to me, I'm humbled by it because I know the work that it took for me to be successful in everything, in every part of my life, and just in being able to make better decisions in the past when I would have handled something totally different. Like when I was in school, I didn't know how to deal with confrontation, so I fought. I didn't know how to use my mind to think my way through it, that violence was only going to make the situation worse. But as I grew and learned from those experiences, I'm able to share them with students and adults alike. So I take the long route. I just got so much bottled up inside. It's almost like therapy. But, yeah, I'm appreciative and humbled by that stuff.
Right. Awesome. So I have a couple of young people, a few actually, young people here with us listening in. And let's say we wanted to go ahead and get Your Art Is Your Empire. Give us a synopsis of what we would be engaging with. And maybe you can give them a tip on how they can kind of, even if they just want to make it a hobby that they do on the side, whether it's in college or even in high school right now, what kind of tips would you give for them?
Repeat that one more time.
So you have Your Art Is an Empire, right? Is your empire, correct?
Right, yeah.
So I have a couple of young students here. If they wanted to develop their own business, even if it's just on the side while they're still at school, what would you recommend?
Well, I will have to be in their environment. So the thing that they would know that I can't answer, you have to look around and see what the needs are. You also have to look around to see what the wants are. If, as a student, the kind of jobs that you can make, I think that you can make money off of in a school, everything from you can create bracelets, right? Or you can create holiday, birthday cards that you can design and go on like Vista Print and get the cards printed out. So when people have with special holidays coming up or graduations coming up, you can break out your little holiday greeting or special greeting cards and sell them. You could do bracelets. Depending on the season that you're in, you can do everything from cutting grass to washing cars. There are so many ways as a student that they can make money, but if they want to make, well, they can also turn it into a business, but if they have a passion, the best way that they could turn their passion into a business is first recognize what that passion is or what that thing is that they want to do and try to learn as much about it as possible and make it a part of their life. And so if writing is a part of your life, if drawing is a part of your life, then you should draw and write on a consistent basis. And if you're a visual artist that draw, you can create maybe, say you draw like 10 pictures or whatever, and you put on a small gallery exhibit at your house, and you invite teachers, people that with a little bit of disposable income, adults, some of your friends, and you price it where it's reasonable, then you can build on that, or you can pursue, because in D.C. we have a commission on the arts and humanities that give grants to artists to create art, to share with the community. So, it depends on what their passion is. And if they just want to make money, they can do the landscaping kind of things. Like I have some mentees, and they had created a company where they go to people's houses and clean their blinds. they blind for like $7 a blind, cleaning stoves and doing things that people don't want to do or not physically able to do that you can put a price on, and that's how you make money as a student.
But awesome. With the Thank art is you your so empire. Much. I appreciate
that. Oh, the last thing I was going to say, with your art is your empire, it teaches them about, again, about the products, about the services. It teaches them about marketing. It teaches them about creating a press kit. It talks about networking, bartering, dealing with taxes, and legally setting up a business. So it's structured to help an artist, one, to think like a business, and two, start positioning yourself to make money.
Wonderful. Okay, so what can we expect from Lakari Enterprises?
Right now what we're doing now is that we're focusing on releasing some more books. I probably have like 20 books that I have already written, but I haven't had them edit to put them out. We're thinking about doing some more plays and some film. We're finishing up on some of these film projects. So the sky is the limit, but I usually go through whatever door that opens for me. And right now, the door that is open is the motivational speaking and poetry in other countries.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I'm interested to hear about one of your plays. What is a Lamont Carey play like?
So I have this play called Learning to Be a Mommy. And I put it on once at the John F. Kennedy Center in D.C. And this is about a young girl named Angel. Her parents were heroin addicts, and her father went to jail, and her mother didn't have no money, so she started trading her body for drugs. And one of the guys didn't want the mother. He wanted the daughter. And so she convinced the daughter to do it. And after that experience, Angel had decided that she would never put herself in that position again. And so the story is about young kids feeling forced into adult roles, having to take care of their family. It's about forgiveness. It's about overcoming their own fears. And it's an uplifting story that you get to by going through the horrors of young people, how young people have to deal with sexual interest in them, how young people have to navigate their way through the drug culture and being their own parent to be able to come out through all of that and be victorious on the end. So that is what that one play is about.
Okay, wonderful. Congratulations on that. And congratulations on everything coming up, everything that you've been able to accomplish. And keep doing what you do because you motivate us and you give us direction. So I appreciate that. And being a colleague, I can definitely understand that. So tell us how we can stay connected with you.
The best way to stay connected to me will be my website is like the main hub. It has my email, it has phone numbers, it has the Facebooks and the Twitters and all that stuff. So in the website is the easiest way to get there is lamontcarey.com. So that's lamontcarey.com. Can I say something to the youngsters that's in the room?
You sure can, because they're writing down your information right now, too. So, yes, you can.
So again, it's lamontcarey, lamontcarey.com, and that's how everything is there. But I want y'all to know that, so what grade are they in?
Between 9th and 12th.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So let me tell y'all something, right? Ninth grade, I never saw. I chose. So you all are smarter than me. You all are braver than I was at your age, because I was in prison, I think, by the time I reached your age, because I chose the wrong things. So I appreciate you all to be able to still be in school, still learning, and to have overcame everything that the challenges that are presented in your life. So if nobody ever told you that you were strong, if nobody ever told you that you were powerful, I'm telling you, because the reason that you have to be still in school in these times when so many kids drop out is because you want a better life for yourself. And so I don't care if you're struggling in some areas in school, the fact that you can't, that you show up every day and you participate, that you're going to learn that thing that you're struggling with. And whatever you have, whatever that goal is, that thing that you want to do when you get out of school or while you in school, just know that you can have it. So don't give up, regardless of what you're dealing with in your home life, in your community life, in your school life. For an individual to be successful, you have to continually show up and work at that thing that you want more than anything else. And just know it's going to be yours. Just stay focused. You're going to go through some things that sometimes going to shake your faith, going to shake your trust, and you might not have a whole lot of people in your corner that's supporting you. So then you have to go, you have to find people who are interested in the same things that you are interested in, and y'all help build each other up. Some of the people going to be further ahead than you. Some of them not going to be as close to you are, and some of them going to be on the same level that you are. But if you surround your people who have the same kind of goals, I'm telling you, that's when it becomes fun. That's when it becomes easier, because you are no longer doing it by yourself. But if you're doing it by yourself, if you keep your eye on that ultimate goal and you work at it every day, I promise you, it's going to be yours, and you're going to have to create another goal, because you're going to keep snatching goals. You're going to keep being successful, because you're successful right now because you have made it to high school, and so many people haven't. And I know you know at least one person who's dropped out. So not to say that makes you better than them. That just makes you focused, makes you more determined on creating the future that you want. So don't give up. I'm rooting for you.
Nice. Thank you so much. And, oh, my goodness, if everyone knew how long it took for Mr. Carey, just for us to just coordinating and get you on the show, I'm realizing in this moment right now that it was just so you can be able to do what you just did. God, it definitely had a plan for that. So I appreciate you for being on the show and sharing all of that information. And continue doing what you're doing. And that motivational speaking thing, yeah, definitely that's you.
Thank you so much. I know you because we heard so much about you in Trinidad. We heard so much about your trip. So I just felt like you were there.
Oh, really? Well, I definitely felt like I was too, because that energy that you guys send out is just amazing, and Miss Cool is just amazing. So yeah, I definitely felt the presence there.
Yeah, you are awesome.
So give
woman.
A shout out to Miss Melanie. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much for saying that. And
thank you.
You as well. You're an awesome dude. And Melanie is an awesome. You guys are an awesome team. We're looking forward to seeing much more of what you do. Everything that we're sharing. Everyone can listen to this again. It'll be rebroadcasted, and you can click the link off of Facebook and the other social media. So you have a great day, and we're looking forward. You know, come back when you have something, when your other books are coming out, other shows that you want to share with us. Please don't hesitate to call, even for just 5 minutes, and we'll love to promote it.
And let the school know. Don't hesitate to bring me out there. We negotiate. We
of
would
course.
Love to come. Okay,
awesome.
Love. Thank
oh, well,
you.
You know, you put it in the atmosphere.
That's right.
Bye. You have a great day. You have a great day.
Y'all too. Take care.
All right, then. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Mr. Lamont Carey, for being with us. We're going to take a short break before we play our last poem of the week. And, of course, everything that we share is going to be on the Facebook page, on the Regal Poet, the Twitter page. You can click on it there from that link. And also you can rebroadcast from blogtalkradio.com, and we'll have information about staying the course on the Regal Notes page. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You are listening to the Regal Poet Radio Show with your host, Imone M. Prosper. Are you tired of being undervalued as an artist? Do you have a passion to sell your art but don't know where to start? Are you on a successful path but need encouragement? Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. Every week, we focus on topics that are set for the professional artists fully engaged in the creative economy. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, poet, entrepreneur, and the advocate for the creative arts economy. Our mission is to feed the artists who spend their life creating profound experiences within their art with the best practical and advanced practices they need to be empowered, energized, confident, and prepared. If you are a beginner, you need this. If you're a seasoned veteran, you need this. And with 12 years of experience behind me, the Regal Poet Radio Show is not only designed to deliver the best information, but this platform allows you to hear from successful industry leaders and poet entrepreneurs making a major impact in the world of poetry. What we know is that it is easy to find an open mic to perform, but there are a small number of places for the professional poets to go to learn how to build a thriving poetry career or business. Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur, as we focus every week on the topics to help build up your entrepreneurial of the arts business. Share, leave a comment, or chat live with me, Imone M. Prosper, every Thursday, 12 noon, on blogtalkradio.com/ Regal Poet, where I am committed to developing not only a respected line of professional poets, but savvy poets with additional E on the end for entrepreneur. So make your lunch hour powerful and come get poet savvy with Regal Poet Radio. We now come to the end of another dynamic episode of the Regal Poet Radio Show. I truly hope you enjoyed yourselves and learned something that inspires you, educates you, and empowers you to take your art form to the next level. The pieces you have heard today will be the featured videos on our YouTube channel at Regal Poet under the Regal Poet of the Week playlist. Leave a comment and a like. More importantly, share on the social media you use, or just send an email to a friend or a colleague of the playlist and of one of our Regal Notes off of Facebook, also under Regal Poet. That's spelled REGALPOETE. If there's a poem you would like to share that inspired you to love poetry, a poet who fits the bill as a great entrepreneur, or a topic you would like to hear on our show, please feel free to contact us at regalpoet, REGALPOETE, at gmail.com, or leave us a voice message at 772-245-POET.
That's 772-245-7638. We also like photos of our Regal Poets looking fabulous. So you can tag us with hashtag Regal Poets, where we'll find it on all of the photo apps from Instagram to Flickr. We will see it. We're on all of those. This program is being made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. If you'd like to be a member of the Regal Poet family, please leave a donation through PayPal with our email, regalpoete@gmail.com, as the recipient. Again, thank you for listening. Tune in next week, where we will be featuring another Regal Poet of the Week. Enjoy the rest of your lunch, and always remember what poet Walt Whitman says. There are two selves, the public self and the real self, the regal self. Regal poets say, be yourself, be regal.